The information I have is that a road closure licence hasn't been applied for or granted. Therefore, technically, it's illegal what he's done in relation to closing this road. He may, in sometime in the near future, apply for one, but as of today, there is no road closure granted.
Is any action being taken by Donegal County Council as a result?
Well, I've been on to the County Council in relation to this because I've been contacted by a number of businesses last Thursday and Friday in relation to the road closure and how it was affecting their businesses. The council has said to me that it's a national contract. They don't have any hands-on to do with the actual workings or how the contract's fulfilled. But they did confirm that a road closure licence had not been granted. So I was back on them this morning again. I spoke to them and I asked that they would speak to the contractor again and try and get him to implement a one-way system.
In the meantime, you're asking the contractor as well to actually have discussions with local businesses who, as you say, having had this put on them without warning, have found themselves in difficulty as a result.
Yeah, I spoke to the contractor on Friday. In fairness, he has a job to do. But I was trying to make them understand the difficulties that the road closure was posing for the local businesses and indeed those who live in that locality. He said he would try his best. He said he had trenches to dig across the road. I said, well, can we not get this done as soon as possible, get the road open and ensure that the business enjoy the Christmas rush? And he said he would have a look at it. Maybe he will open the road again and introduce the one-way system as I suggested to him.